Good morning. Welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today we celebrate 19th week in ordinary time, memorial of St. Pontian, Pope, and Hippolytus, priest, martyrs. Our celebrant this morning is Monsignor Lamorte. Mass is being offered for Diego Martinez.
Let us sing together the first verse of our entrance hymn, which can be found in your blue St. Michael's hymnal, number 418, All People That on Earth Do Dwell, number 418.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And with your spirit.
Let us acknowledge our sins, brothers and sisters, as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. May the precious long-suffering of the just, O Lord, we pray, bring us a great increase of love for you, and always prompt in our hearts constancy in the holy faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, the headland of Pisgah, which faces Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead, and as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, all the land of Judah, as far as the western sea, the Negev, the circuit of the Jordan, with the lowlands at Jericho, city of palms, and as far as Zoar. The Lord then said to him, this is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that I would give to their descendants. I have let you feast your eyes upon it, but you shall not cross over. So there in the land of Moab, Moses, the servant of the Lord, died as the Lord had said, and he was buried in the ravine opposite Beth Peor in the land of Moab. But to this day, no one knows the place of his burial. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were undimmed and his vigor unabated. For 30 days, the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab till they had completed the period of grief and mourning for Moses. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom since Moses had laid his hands upon him. And so the children of Israel gave him their obedience, thus carrying out the Lord's command to Moses. Since then, no prophet has arisen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. He had no equal in all the signs and wonders the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants, and against all his land, and for the might and the terrifying power that Moses exhibited in the sight of all Israel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be God who filled my soul with fire. Blessed be God
who filled my soul with fire.
Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Blessed be God, who filled my soul with fire. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Bless our God, you peoples. Loudly sound his praise. Blessed be God, who filled my soul with fire. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appealed to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue.
Blessed be God, who
filled my soul with fire.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which you are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. It's not very usual for any of us preachers to talk about the gospel acclamation, and yet it is part of the treasury of sacred scripture that we're given every day, along with the first reading today from practically the conclusion of the book of Deuteronomy. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 66, part of the Old Testament treasury of Scripture, the gospel acclamation from Corinthians, as I mentioned, and then, of course, Matthew's gospel today. The preacher's focus is usually on the gospel passage. It's the one that we are most familiar. So, breaking with tradition a little bit, I'd like to just refer back to the gospel acclamation, which sort of led into our hearing of Matthew's gospel. 2 Corinthians says, "God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation." It seems to be pretty much a summary of the teaching that the Lord Jesus gives us in Matthew's gospel story, a strategic plan on the part of the Lord for reconciliation and unity. And experience will probably teach us that more often than not, we approach reconciliation with another person in a backward pattern rather than the way that Jesus instructs us to be reconciled. We tend to make the offenses of other people public first.
You and I have done this usually most of the time. When we're out of sorts with another person, we began to talk about that conflict with others. And the offender then has no defense at all. So we talk about that and make it public rather than go to the offended first. And of course, no surprise to us, what Jesus says is that we complain about them, but we don't seek a resolution. And so he gives us a formula or a directive on what to do. He challenges us really to take a look at that process by which we live and turn it backwards, to reverse it. Brothers and sisters, knowing our Father in heaven cares for us always, we come to him now with our petitions. And so we pray for all the clergy of the church, that the Holy Spirit will fill them with the fortitude they need to lead their people to holiness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For public authorities, that the Lord will grant them integrity and courage to safeguard human life from conception to natural death. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For children who are displaced or without families, that God the Father will protect them and provide loving families for them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this faith community, that Christ will use us as his hands and feet to bring his merciful love to our neighbors. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the faithful departed, that they will soon rejoice in God's eternal kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God our Father, receive our prayers and answer them according to your holy will as we pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all of his holy church.
We offer you a sacrifice of praise in commemoration of your saints, O Lord, by which we trust to be delivered from evils both present and to come through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim.
Thank you.
are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We claim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion hymn is number 609, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, number 609.
Let us pray. We have received this heavenly sacrament, O Lord, as we commemorate your saints, Pontian and Hippolytus. Grant that, we pray, that as we celebrate in time, we may attain with eternal joy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
We go forth singing number 537, God of Grace and God of Glory, number 537.